This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A federal judge put on hold, for now, the pullback by the Trump administration of $600 million in public health grants approved by Congress to four Democratic-led states. Colorado, California, Illinois, and Minnesota sued to try to block planned funding cuts from the CDC. The judge stopped the cuts from taking effect for 14 days. For Colorado, the total amount of money at risk is $26 million. The first of five furlough days for Colorado Springs staff is today. The city planned these involuntary days off as a cost-saving measure in the 2026 budget. Most city administrative departments like City Hall, Municipal Court, and the City Clerk's Office will be closed and won't reopen until after Tuesday. Starting Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security will be shut down. Democrats and Republicans have not been able to agree on a full year of funding for that department. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Both the Senate and House left town for a week-long recess, leaving DHS funding in limbo. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says they proposed common-sense reforms like body cameras and judicial warrants for ICE, but Republicans aren't working with them on that. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett added they can't back down from the fight for real change and safeguards on immigration agents. Both ICE and Border Patrol got a huge infusion of cash last year from Republicans it can continue to draw on, unlike other agencies within DHS, such as FEMA and TSA. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Snow in the mountains, rain in the metro. This is CPR News.